other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have wide open phones for the full 4 hours today. We have Dr. Rima Lebo and Major General Stubblebein joining us in the third and fourth hour today, but we'll have open phones when they're on with us for your questions about the flu, about the eugenics mass extermination plan. We can even ask us General Stubblebein about the book, Men Who Stare at Goats, made into a major movie with George Clooney and others, that he has stated is basically disinformation. I'll bring that up just because that movie, I believe, is coming out this Friday, but hasn't already come out. I've just seen the ads everywhere the last month. Our good little buddy John Ronson wrote that book. He also wrote Them, which is dark satire, and I'm one of the main character in the book. And that was his first book on conspiracy theorists. He made the 5-part miniseries for international television, airing in the U.S., England, Europe, you name it, called Secret Rulers of the World. And in it, he makes fun of us for believing in a world government. He has since then recanted on this radio show and on Coast to Coast AM and others and said, no, he was wrong. There is a world government, and a lot of what the conspiracy theorists have to say is true. In fact, I've been forgetting. Let's get John Ronson back on. Let's get Ronson on. Just get him on. But side issue, just thought I would think aloud here on air with everyone. His book was optioned, not just Men Who Stare at Goats, but Them was optioned by a major Hollywood outfit, and they are yet to make a movie out of that. I wonder who they're going to get to play good old Alex Jones. Jack Black is set to play that part. But, you know, they option a lot of books and don't turn them into movies. But it certainly ups the chances that they are, because they've turned Men Who Stare at Goats into a major, huge, big-budget film. But maybe I should not be too pleased about that. Maybe I should hope that they don't make Them, because can you imagine what they're going to make me look like? A complete clown, probably. Oh, that's another issue. I talked to Jesse Ventura last week, and Time Warner, that's putting out his TV show on True TV, hasn't wanted to do any interviews until the 3rd. It's now the 4th, so we're going to be getting him on sometime next week. He kicked it off with the promotion of his new TV show on Larry King Live last night. And Jesse believes this is going to be more than just a fair presentation. He believes this is going to be the first national television program with his perspective where he believes the conspiracy theory and believes that he goes out and proves them. He looks at both sides, but he's telling me that it's going to be fair. I don't know how that's going to happen with Time Warner, but we have the intro to the TV show. I'm going to be playing that later in the broadcast, and he intros it by saying, you don't think conspiracies are real? They are. And I go out and prove it. And I was a consultant on the show, and it looks more than fair. It looks like it's slanted towards reality, towards our side. But I know Time Warner's got their hands in it, and they're still editing some of it. It starts premiering December 2nd. Starts premiering December 2nd, and then airs into January. And I am in 5 of the 7 episodes, and I consulted on it. But I'm holding my breath here. I don't know how long I can hold it to see what this is, but you'll be the judge. And of course, I'll be the judge as well. All right, I haven't even gotten to the news. Obviously, it's off the charts. Gold above $1,093 right now. Dollar plunging and free fall. Huge news. Global government openly being announced.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Societies. You don't think this stuff is real? Think again. I've heard things that'll blow your mind. I've been on the inside, and now I'm ready to talk.
Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. Wednesday, December 2nd. Only on True TV. Reality. Actuality.
And we're live later on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to go live at 12:30 Central Standard Time, an hour and a half into the show. I will play some promo clips from the TV show. And this television program is from Ventura's perspective that it is real. And that the New World Order is real and eugenics is real and HARP is a weapon, that there is mind control, that there are secret societies. We will see what happens. But, again, in the past, the mainstream media wouldn't let anything like this on television, and they still produce hit pieces every month that we see demonizing conspiracy theorists and people that question world government. But now, with thousands of publications a month, I mean, it's thousands. Sometimes it's thousands a week. We've live on television here, and on the radio, typed in the term New World Order, clicked news on the search engine, and it's been 12,000 articles with New World Order and global government in it in 1 week a few months ago at the G20. It's over 1,000 every week right now. I've seen it over 12,000 articles in 1 week. Because the first Google News block will be the last 7 days. Over 12,000 admitting everything we've ever said, but saying it's good. See, the only difference is we said it was real, detailed the architecture of the system, and said it was bad. They now have reversed themselves and are admitting it's all real, but are saying it's good. Ventura comes out and says it's bad. And I guess the television networks are desperate for ratings, so they'll allow some of this on air. I don't know. We'll see what is going to happen with this. I know Jesse's a good guy. I know he has a good heart. And I know he's learned a lot. We've taught him a lot. He's come a long way. A couple weeks ago, the last time I was in Los Angeles shooting a couple final clips for the television program, we were talking at the hotel the night before a shoot. And he said, Alex, I lay in bed every night now, and for the first time in my life, my mind just spins, and everything's opening up, and I'm learning so much so fast. And, you know, I didn't think a lot of this stuff was real, but now I'm wondering how deep the rabbit hole goes. And that's the experience that we all go through. So I'm very, very excited about this television program on True TV. It's a small series, 7 parts. A big one would be 14 parts. A regular series is about 9, and I hope it's a good TV show. I hope it gets picked up again for a second season, obviously, because I'm going to be involved in it. But very, very exciting. Okay, I'm going to get into that a little bit more later. In my stack of news, GOP sweep, Big Brother victories. GOP sweep. Big Brother has a big, fat victory. That's my Freudian slip, because that's the truth. Am I saying it's a bad thing that Republicans won in Virginia and New Jersey? No. Am I saying it's a good thing? No. It is a sign of desperation by the American people. The Republicans have incredibly low approval ratings, and so do the Democrats. The media always spins it and says, oh, Obama's not worried about the races in Virginia and New Jersey. Democrats are going to win there. This isn't going to be a sign that his star has fallen. This isn't going to signify that he's in trouble, even if they do lose. But, of course, that's a lie. That's spin. It does signify that Obama's in deep trouble. But that doesn't matter, because he's a puppet of the private Federal Reserve, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase cartel. The good news in all of this, the silver lining, is that it shows that the people are not happy with the system. But, again, the system is broken. And so it's only going to create more frustration and anger. George Bush, 8 years of nightmare policies, massively unpopular. Obama is swept into office. He breaks every promise he made, brings in even bigger government than George Bush, spending more money than Bush spent in 8 years in the first 10 months, an almost impossible feat. Now the public's even more panicked. Their savior didn't pan out. And they figured out in only a few months that this was a scam. That's the good news. Previously, it'd take 3, 4, 5, 6 years for folks to figure out. It took people 5 years to figure out that George Bush was a complete criminal and a front man and a puppet and a globalist. And so now we have to ask ourselves, what is going to happen when Republicans are swept into the House en masse in the 2010 congressional elections, when they retake the Senate, retake the House? That's probably going to happen, just like it did in 1994 as a backlash against Bill Clinton. The problem is they will put somebody in there, a CFR globalist like Newt Gingrich, who will pose as a conservative and will lead the Republican takeover down the globalist rat hole. And then, 2 years later, the Republicans will be in trouble, and Obama will be in trouble, and so it will be a neck-and-neck race by two different groups of insiders. That's why we need Ron Paul to be positioned to win the Republican nomination, because he's going to be the only Republican who is truly populist, truly constitutional, and has any chance of beating Barack H. Obama. If we get Mitt Romney, he's a total globalist stooge, total establishment person. He will completely sell us out while giving us a bunch of constitutional rhetoric. He will go 180 degrees the opposite direction from his rhetoric, just like Obama does. It is that simple. And so Big Brother had a victory in Virginia and New Jersey. But the actual headline of the Associated Press is GOP sweep, Big Brother victories in Virginia and New Jersey. GOP sweep, big governor victories in Virginia and New Jersey. But you can change that to Big Brother victories. Because when you look at both these candidates, they are establishment types. But it does show that it's not taking the people years to figure this out now. And that's why the establishment is militarizing the police. That's why all your local county and city police departments, sheriff's departments are being federalized. That's why the MIAC and Homeland Security reports confirm what we already knew, that Homeland Security and NORTHCOM have been set up for gun owners, veterans, conservatives, in the Fed protesters, in the Fed movement people. Because we are the real threat. Libertarians, true conservatives, veterans, and gun owners. People that don't like the Federal Reserve and know it's a corporate cartel that has illegally hijacked our nation and is bankrupting it by design. That's even in an incredible article in McClatchy newspapers. I just can't get over how incredible this article is, detailing how they imploded the economy by design, how Goldman Sachs did it to plunge the housing market so they could repossess homes and so they could run their competition like Bear Stearns out of business. I mean, it's everything we cover in Fall of the Republic detailed in mainstream news. From Goldman Sachs internal documents. They got internal memorandum and prospectus that they were giving to high-level investors 2 years before the plunge last fall and winter. This is 3 years ago. These rats were setting this up. And why not? They have every major federal regulator. They're the head of the Security Exchange Commission, former Goldman Sachs. The head of the New York Fed, former Goldman Sachs. The current head of the Fed, former Goldman Sachs. The boss of the White House economic team, Larry Summers, former Goldman Sachs. Robert Rubin above him, former Goldman Sachs. Henry Paulson, former head of Goldman Sachs. Every stinking one of them. Mayor Bloomberg, former Goldman Sachs, one of their chief analysts and strategists and designer of the current computer systems they use to rig the market. Why do you think Bloomberg's so rich it could spend over $1 billion on his last three campaigns? Because the guy invented the software they use to swindle the system. I mean, these people are incredible master criminals that make the Joker of DC Comics look like a choir boy. And look at them. They've got complete control of our society. And they've got a military and paramilitary police force ready to take the American people on if we ever try to remove these criminals. So I'm going to get into GOP sweep big governor victories in Virginia, New Jersey. But Gibbs said that Obama was not watching the returns last night and they didn't care. You better believe they were watching the returns and they care. The Dems are also saying no health care bill this year. That's a way to make you stand down. Just like Schwarzenegger said, I'm not going to sign that ammo registration bill. And I said he will sign it. Well, I'm telling you, they got a good chance of passing their government takeover and their cap and trade and all of it And so we better not let them play possum on us.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Worried that inflation will destroy your savings? Grab a pencil. I'll tell you how to turn $10,000 into potentially $431,000 in 12 to 18 months, thanks to Obama. And this isn't about gold bullion or coins. It's about gold stocks. They have soared over 800% since the year 2000. This is with gold being less than $1,000, a figure that should go to between $1,500 and $2,500 according to Merrill Lynch and UBS. Even better, wait till you hear what Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, says in his free Investing in Gold kit. It highlights seven must-own stocks, including a stock with six-figure potential whose price has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 888-722-6600. That's 888-722-6600. Or go to the website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
The good news here is that the global elite have shown their hand big time. They've gotten behind schedule. Mounting resistance to globalization is intensifying on a planetary scale. So they've decided to bum rush us, to move with all their assets at once to try to pass their takeover of healthcare, their global carbon tax, their banking takeover, their federalization takeover, their police state takeover, their takeover of the schools. Everything is happening now. Their takeover of the internet. Mainstream news again today that Obama, Northcom, and the NSA are taking over the internet right now to shut it down. Unspeakably horrible things are happening. But what do you expect living inside the New World Order? The good news is all the denial is over. And patriots did their due diligence for decades, reading the globalist documents, exposing their architecture, their blueprints. People laughed at us. They wouldn't look at the documents. But they heard us in detail tell them the future. And so now they're not saying, oh, great job, you guys did the research. No, a lot of people are saying, you're psychic. How did you people know all this? You're incredible. It's like the general public are ignorant savages or something. They think because we know how to make a fire or know how to, you know, have gunpowder that we're magical. No, we read the Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, CFR documents. We read the UN documents. We read books written by former British prime ministers and German chancellors and U.S. presidents and David Rockefeller. They write books bragging. Thousands of white papers out of universities and think tanks bragging how they would forcibly drug us, how they would put cancer viruses in the vaccines to soft kill us, how they would poison the water to sterilize us and dumb us down. And all we've done is go, gee, Jiminy Cricket, we'd better research all of this. And I tend to get really mad and really upset and not get depressed. I don't get depressed. I get angry. When I see open world government being announced and not enough people waking up fast enough, but people are waking up at record levels. And if the Congress can't get its global carbon tax bill through, its global banking takeover through, its healthcare takeover through in this Congress, it is going to be many times harder next year, probably impossible unless they stage a false flag terror attack. And so I want to apologize to listeners for yelling and screaming sometimes and calling them SOBs. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm making the commitment. I haven't done that in years, and I've been getting out of control lately because the country is going down, and I genuinely, I don't get depressed. I get this nasty feeling. I just get so angry, and then I'm brooding when I'm at home, and I'm brooding when I'm at work. And so I apologize to everybody for having to be around it. I need to be cheerful and happy and just trust in our Heavenly Father, the Maker, to lead us and guide us through all of these perilous times. It's hard to deal with the death of the dollar. It's hard to deal with that knowing what it's going to mean to my family and my country. I mean, I know who these people are, and it's just outrageous to have to see them continue to stay in power, to see their agenda to just to continue to expand, and for all of their crimes to intensify. But I have to understand I can't move the world by myself, and we're not going to win in a day, we're not going to win in a week, we're not going to win in a month, a year, or even a decade. But the battle is now joined, the awakening is happening, and the momentum is swinging against the enemy. We've struck some serious blows against them, so they're really firing up, turning everything loose on us, trying to knock us out, trying to KO us right now. There's no TKO. There's no technical knockout here. They've got to have a complete knockout, and it's not going to happen. And the fighting spirit has been awakened in the people, not just in the United States, but worldwide. And all of our, quote, conspiracy theories have now been confirmed for everyone. And so the system is panicking. The system is in free fall. That's why you see them trying to assert themselves boldly and in everyone's face right now. And so it is great news that Republicans won in Virginia and New Jersey in these off-year elections. Great news showing the people want change. Don't expect anything out of these governors. They're part of the same establishment. But it signifies a rebuke against everything Obama's done. And it lets members of the Democratic Congress engaging in all this treason know they're out of there in a year and a half. But we've got to let Republicans know that we're going to go after them as well if they're not patriots.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Major General Stubblebine and his wife, medical doctor Rima Lebo, joining us in the third and fourth hour today on the flu, the eugenics agenda, the GMO food, all of it. We're going to have open phones when they join us. I'm going to open the phones up here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. All right, let me just read to you some of the headlines. I got stuck for 30 minutes on the fact that Republicans all across the country, not just in these governor races, but in local races, swept everywhere, just like Democrats swept. The public isn't very sophisticated, but they know they don't like the government they've got. So get rid of all the Republicans. Bush was bad. Oh, my gosh, Obama's even worse. Get rid of all the Democrats. And then, oh, my gosh, the Republicans are traitors as well. Get rid of them. But it's not taking 3, 4, 5, 6 years for people to go through these realignments now and these cycles. It's taken a few months. It's over for the establishment. The media keeps going, look at Republicans. They're weak. They've only got a 25% approval rating for Congress. Yeah. And the Democrats have an 11 or 12. But see, that's media spin. Well, we don't think Republicans are going to win these governor seats in New Jersey and Virginia. Because, look at the Republicans' congressional number. It's 25 points. Man, that's low. Yeah, and it's 11 or 12, depending on the poll, for the Democrats. Exactly. People are really starting to figure it out. And so the media tries to create this massive fog of lies. Every national radio show, every major editorial I see whether it's Republican or Democrats writing it, every major television program on news I watch is, Republicans better watch it. They're getting too extreme. They need to be main line, middle of the road, and work with Obama. They're going to lose even more seats if they don't. No, if the Republicans go along with open borders and tripling of government again and all these wars and all this corruption, they're going to lose just like the Democrats. Republicans need to become constitutionalists. If Democrats became constitutionalists, they would win. Grayson out of Florida has one of the highest approval ratings of any Democrat in Congress. Why? Because he is at least anti-establishment to the point that he calls the Federal Reserve criminal and calls the head Enron lawyer for the Federal Reserve a whore. People love it. So the media demonizes him because they're scared of that mindset catching hold. People love Ron Paul. His approval ratings in most polls are above 70%. It's even higher in Texas. He won his last congressional race by a record landslide of right at 70%. And who's running against him? The mainline Republican neocons. There's not even a Democratic challenger. His challenge is from the Republican traitors. Rhinos, Republican in name only. So, you need to let the Democrats know. You are going to vote against them. Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, that traitor in the Senate, pushing through the climate bill, the total takeover of our society. That guy needs to have a recall done on him right now. I'll guarantee you, if Senator Lindsey Graham's constituents, if 1,000 of you, because every phone call signifies 1,000 constituents, every letter signifies 10,000. If you would call him and say, we're launching a recall of Lindsey Graham, and don't let him play that game of, oh, well, if you get rid of me, you'll get something worse. We don't care. The point is, we're going to punish you, and then we'll recall the next guy. We've got to get aggressive with these people. They wouldn't have been able to pass this thing into committee and mark it up to go to the full Senate if it wasn't for Lindsey Graham. And these disgusting globalists thank him and praise him all over the news. Ban Ki-moon, in that week and a half ago editorial in the New York Times called We Can Do It, just as stupid as Yes We Can. Bob the Builder, la la la. In fact, go to YouTube, guys. Craig, will you go pull up Bob the Builder? I want to play that later and show people how a children's cartoon is where they got this Yes We Can mindless chant from. And Ban Ki-moon, we can do it! Yay! We can do it. We can bring you to justice. Okay, see, I said I was going to get to other news, and I went off into another rant about that. It's these people are unpopular, they're criminal, what they're doing is illegal. The military and police are waking up. I cannot tell you how many military and police send us information, how many police and military stop me on the street and say that they support what we're doing. I can't tell you how many other talk show hosts I talk to where they have police coming up to their radio stations thanking them for speaking out against the New World Order. Oh, the police have bad commanders in almost every case because they're federalized. They just didn't get the memo yet. But the average cop is waking up. Now, sure, we get videos every day of cops tasering old people for no reason, of bad police who are trigger happy, beating up old women, shooting people in the back, and then the commanders support them and they don't get in trouble. Thus demonizing police more, which is what the system wants, so it's an us against them mentality. And I only figured out this trick in the last few years. I used to fall for it. And I still speak out against bad cops and corruption. But I'm beginning to understand the more sophisticated nuances of these people's tricks. And the more I learn, the more I understand. It's just all opening up to me. You know, everybody, the more wisdom you get, the more you learn you don't understand. And the more you realize how completely blind the public is. But if they would just punish bad cops, then the police wouldn't be thugs, but they promote the thugs. And by the way, coming up, the Minor newspaper reports, 81-year-old tasered by Ellison Air Force Base police outside the base. Posse Comitatus is truly dead. And every few days I see reports of military arresting U.S. citizens off base. And there's this incredible taser video out of Minneapolis where the guy gets out of the car, puts his hands on the squad car, and the cop walks up like he's not going to do anything, and then gets behind him premeditatedly and tasers him in the neck, and then gets him on the ground at point-blank range, tasering him with pleasure. And it's just like deer hunters. There's a lot of people I've been deer hunting with over the years at different hunts I've been on back when I had time. And there's always this guy that's got 20 fancy rifles in the back of their truck, and they're got every gadget and everything in the world, but they can't hit the side of a barn if they tried. And every time a big buck or big elk or big muley comes out, or they see it in the woods, they can't wait till it comes out to the edge of the clearing. They just start blasting. Buck fever. And I've seen the videos of these cops. They just want to shoot somebody. They want to taser somebody. They're dangerous. They need to be off the force now. They're nuts. They're nuts. And they shouldn't be deer hunting. These are the type of people that go out to national parks and shoot little kids and people. And shoot cows. Every county in Texas, I read reports every year, where people are hunting on somebody's land and shoot somebody's Brahma bull over the next fence. They can't tell a giant gray bull from a buck. Because they want to shoot something. All right. I'm ranting. I just watch these cops. And these guys have no business in uniform. No business. With great power comes great responsibility. You know, they've covered up the video cams of the black guy they shot to death in Austin, and we all know they have the videotapes. That's a lie, that they don't have them, that the both squad cars weren't rolling. But the audio's been released of these guys screaming and yelling as one guy's dying. And every few months, an Austin cop shoots somebody in the back. And how many times have citizens videotaped police shooting somebody in handcuffs on the ground, and then the police lie and plant a gun on them and say, oh, they tried to shoot me. They shot this libertarian 9/11 truther, and now there's multiple witnesses that came forward and said, no, he got out of the car, they tasered him, he pulled the tasers out, got on his knees, and the cop shot him twice. And, of course, the cops lied and said he pulled a gun and all this. You know, you guys are really discrediting yourselves. You're trigger-happy morons who play Call of Duty and Doom when you're home at night in your apartment, and you think a zombie popped up in front of you when it was just some pathetic citizen you just double-capped. You need to be brought to justice for all the stuff you're doing to us. You understand? I'm tired of it, and the people are tired of it. All right, now I've gone into a police rant. 1-800-259-9231. This is the type of news I have in my stack. Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth sequel stresses spiritual argument on climate. They aren't shifting to a spiritual argument because the science is disproving them. By the way, Al Gore's now come out and admitted that most of the CO2 isn't man-made and that maybe that's not what's happening. But he says, spiritually, we have to cut greenhouse gases. Well, Maurice Strong and all these people are complete occultists. They want a one-world Gaia religion. That's what we cover in Fall of the Republic. Of course it's a new religion. These people aren't anti-religion. They're just against established religions. They want their old-time religion to be in control. They are deep occultists. And they also understand, as scientific technicians of society, that people love religion. And this is an anti-human, anti-industrial religion. So that's now admitted. UN Undersecretary General calls for increase in pledge funding for climate change for more than $100 billion from each of the industrialized nations. Another big Prison Planet article, Al Gore admits CO2 does not cause majority of global warming. Well, yeah, the UN's own report says 3 to 6%, depending on which report you look at, of CO2 is man-made. And of that 3 to 6%, it's precious. The plants just gobble it up. All the ice core samples show conclusively that we're in a carbon dioxide and oxygen-starved environment. The planet goes through these cycles. We have low oxygen and low carbon dioxide. And oxygen and carbon dioxide are not poisonous. They are good. It is not a conspiracy theory that plants breathe. They absorb carbon dioxide. It is their life-giving gas. It's what they use in their bodies. We use oxygen-bound to red blood cells They use carbon dioxide bound to their cells. It's their blood. It is not a conspiracy theory like Al Gore. They actually say that's a conspiracy theory. They have a Wikipedia page called the dihydrogen monoxide conspiracy theory. And they say, oh, there's a conspiracy theory that people make the point that carbon dioxide isn't deadly, but just like most people will call for banning dihydrogen monoxide, and then the conspiracy theorists make the point that that shows the public's ignorance of these gases and of water. What is the conspiracy theory? That's like telling Galileo, who says that the Earth is not the center of the universe, is a conspiracy theorist. I mean, it's just nonsensical. You go, hey, Al Gore, you're making money off of the climate bills. That's a conspiracy theory. Do you believe in moon landings? That's his canned answer. He said it again on TV yesterday. You're like, no, you're part of these companies making money off it. Oh, you believe it didn't land on the moon. You're a conspiracy theorist. Hey, people say ban water because they don't understand the scientific term and it sounds scary, dihydrogen monoxide. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Wikipedia says it's a conspiracy theory that there's a global government forming calling itself the New World Order. I guess they didn't know that in 1 week, a month and a half ago, there were 12,000 plus mainstream news articles calling for world government. See, this is the game. They think you're so stupid. They think you're so dumb that they can just sit there and tell you that carbon dioxide is a deadly poison. They've now listed it as a toxin, as a pollutant. They think you're so stupid, they tell you there's not a world government, as it's openly been unveiled in the last year. They think you're so stupid that you can't read the vaccine insert that says mercury's in there and it can cause neurological disorders and sterilization and infertility and autoimmune disorders. They think you're dumb. Are you? If you were smart, we'd take this country back and arrest these people, and this could all be over very quickly. But we've been taught it's cutesy and fun to not stand up to government corruption because they've taught us that that doesn't exist. Anytime you criticize the government, it's a conspiracy theory. I went to the Smart Growth Conference in 1999 in Austin. And they openly admitted they were going to steal all the property in Austin. It was all a big business and we're laughing about it on stage. And then I came back and showed people the video and they emailed me and called me saying it was a conspiracy theory. I'm told it's a conspiracy theory that they're building 4 sewage treatment plants on Lake Travis. Doesn't matter. It's admitted. The public's trained to live in denial. And they say, not true. I'm not going to do anything about it. I want to swim in sewage. People are trained to shuffle off and throw off any type of responsibility. Okay, in this segment and the next, and I'm going to calls and news for the entire next hour, 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up today briefly because gold has gone over $1,093 an ounce today. And Ted is running out of the gold that he bought at the 920 level. In fact, he was telling me this morning he has one coin group left at the 920 level. The other is a little bit more. But again, when he bought into the market, that's what the market was. And so you would be paying a lot more now if you bought these from him, and he's about to run out. Ted Anderson, gold shortages everywhere being announced, record demand for gold, Associated Press is reporting, by India, China, worldwide. They're heading up towards that major psychological barrier of 1,100. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, I'm right here with you, Alex, and that's true. I mean, currently right now we're at 1,093.40. We've seen a high today of 1,096. And if you think about that for just a minute, all we have to do is see a $4 increase in gold, and we've hit $1,100 an ounce. That's going to happen. I'm 100% convinced of it. I'm not saying that it'll happen today. It could happen tomorrow, but it's going to happen. We're just, you know, we're going to blow through that.
This is happening. The third largest bank, Citibank, declares bankruptcy. It's hardly on the news. The dollar plunged to a record low today. The yuppies are running around worried about the World Series and sucking their thumbs.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But you do see more people getting involved in the gold and silver market. I've been running some ads for the Creature from Jekyll Island on some, of all things, oldies music, and these people are interested in learning about the Federal Reserve System, which I find just amazing. Which is,
by the way, Ted, I'm going to get that ad cut for you for Fall of the Republic.
Oh, that'll be definitely, I want to get that out as soon as we can in some of these radio shows, because people are hungry. They want answers. They want to know what's going on. And, your videos are, there's nothing better than that. I mean, those videos really put the finger right on the point, and, very understandable. And I just need to say that my hat's off to you. I just remember when you did Please State, and it was you sitting in front of a video camera, and you have come so far with those videos. I'm just completely impressed, and I have to say, proud to be able to work with you for as long as we have. So.
Well, proud to be able to work with you now, Ted, for more than 12 years. When we come back, tell folks about the gold and silver offer today and where you see the economy going. My friends, we are being fully economically decimated so that the economy can be vertically integrated, so it can be sucked up by these banking criminals.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
It's all happening according to the globalist plan. The destruction of every sovereign nation state on earth. They've sucked up the resources, the manpower, the ingenuity, the smarts of the American people to build their world government. Now they're tanking the republic into the dustbin of history. But they bargain for the people to rise against them, but not at anywhere near this level. The people are rising to the challenge to save the republic, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, to identify the enemies of this country that have destroyed the dollar. I salute all of you in your long, tireless fight as you have battled tooth and nail against the globalists. Because of you, we've got a fighting chance. Going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, tell folks about today's gold offer that, well, isn't going to last long. In fact, one of the gold offers you had yesterday is now sold out. What do you have left from the market when you bought in at the 920 level?
Yeah, well, gold from 920 obviously has gone up a tremendous amount. I mean, the last time I was on the air with you, or last week, gold's gone up $40 an ounce. I have the francs. They went up just a little bit. They went from the $236 to $238. Still, that's just a steal. The British sovereign currently right now is at $293. That coin's up $3. Presently, right now, the Walking Liberty halves are still at the older price, low price of $8.69 apiece. The Lakota coin, $22.30, doesn't even reflect the fact that silver's gone up. The coin, the $10 Liberty right now, is at $818.50. That coin is priced based upon gold being back down at that $920 an ounce level. Just right now, I can tell you, I've got a wide variety of different items here, and the market is so hot, and the quantities of what's being sold, not only by Midas, but all the rest of the gold and silver dealers in the United States, there just isn't enough physical supply to meet the demand right now, and premiums are going to start rising again. And for people that want to get involved in gold and silver, I would suggest that you do it now rather than wait till more crises comes along and these prices go up even further. I mean, we're just sitting right on the verge of going to $1,100 an ounce. And really, the next level to see after that is the $1,300 level that Bloomberg's talking about. And then who knows, $2,600 from there. I just can't tell you enough. Our fiat paper system is in trouble. We have a lot of people in other nations trying to get away from the U.S. dollar because they know it's in trouble. They can see the handwriting on the wall. And for some reason, there's still some yuppies here in the United States that thinks that we're going to have this recovery miraculously and everything's going to be great again. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, well, they're telling us the economy's great because private banks are making record profits and consolidating their industry, but manufacturing, joblessness, inflation starting to tick up, it's all there. We wish this wasn't the case. We wish the dollar wasn't at a record low today. Folks, give Midas Resources a call. Ted, how long can you hold these prices?
Well, I'm going to be holding these prices till midnight tonight, and it's too hard to tell. I mean, I could be looking at $1,130 gold tomorrow. I mean, that's what happens when you jump through the next resistance level. You realize that right now $1,060 an ounce looks cheap right now for gold. I mean, I was talking about $1,060 becoming a peak here just about a week ago. And now we're looking at that, and that we'd be happy to be able to pay that again for it. You know,
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The brokers are there right now. Tell them it's the Ted Anderson Allen Jones special. If you want to get the lower prices, even the higher prices are a great deal, but this is just an amazing deal. 800-686-2237. I buy gold and silver as an emergency hedge because the other investments aren't trustworthy and are deteriorating. But a lot of people are buying it for investment. It's certainly pushing a 4x increase from what it was. 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.